Track 14, marking a special anniversary at Blickling. This month, the 80th anniversary of VE Day will be marked with events all across the country, including on the Blickling estate, where visitors can find out about the important role it played in the war effort.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
VE Day commemorations. Looking out at the tranquil, rolling countryside of the Blickling estate today, it's hard to imagine that 80 years ago, it was a hive of activity that was a home to more than 3,000 RAF servicemen and women. RAF Alton was an airfield on the estate. Opening in June 1940, it undertook vital work for the war effort until May 1945. The hall and the surrounding estate provided accommodation for the aircrew, ground crew and WAF's Women's Auxiliary Air Force, who lived and worked on the site. There's a permanent museum which tells the story of RAF Alton upstairs in the East Wing at Blickling, in what was once a sleeping area for NCOs, non-commissioned officers, who had to be promoted through the ranks. The museum showcases the personal stories of the people who served there and the cutting-edge top-secret technologies that they used to keep the country safe. From the 8th to the 11th of May, a series of special events will be held at Blickling to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day and the role of RAF Alton played in the war effort. Between 1940 and 1943, two group bombers flew from a grass airfield. The aim was to attack continental Europe and weaken the enemy's ability to fight. From late 1943 to early 1944, the airfield was rebuilt with concrete runways which supported larger and heavier aircraft. The base became the centre for 100 Group, which flew covert, radio and radar countermeasure missions to confuse German radar and contributed to the success of significant operations, including the D-Day landings in 1944. Paula Magici is Senior Visitor Experience Officer at the Blickling Estate. She says the museum aims to shine a light on some of the lesser-known work that was done during the war here and the people behind it. The aircraft from RAF Alton helped with what they called Operation Overlord at the time, using radio countermeasure devices to confuse German radar and air defences, says Paula. They would go up with things to jam the signals, or they would release strips of aluminium that they called window, which they dropped out, and it would create the illusion of lots of aircraft on enemy radar, so that would confuse them as to where the actual aircraft were. And it was basically to create cover for the D-Day landings. At the time, that was top secret, so planes that had this equipment would be heavily guarded overnight. Even some of the people working on the base didn't know what was happening until the next day, until they knew whether it had been successful. Exhibits in the museum include photographs of the estate and stories. We've got personal stories of people who lived and worked here, everything that they got up to, like swimming in the lake, cycling into Norwich to go to dances. We've got some amazing personal insights. Over the years, we've had people who were working here come back and visit the museum and share their stories, not just about the work that was done, but how they spent their leisure time. And it's really fascinating, says Paula. They've also got some accounts of how VE Day was marked on the estate. They talk about how one day it was a hive of activity and then next day everything just went quiet and people didn't know what to do with themselves. And then when they realised what had happened, they had a huge party on the camp. They had a huge bonfire and someone said they roasted a sheep, which was their first experience of a barbecue, says Paula. The museum is run by a team of 25 volunteers. In the past, we've had people who worked here during the war who came back and became volunteers at the museum, who are unfortunately no longer with us, says Paula. And now we've got people who are RAF veterans who are really into the technology and the history. And we've got some people who are just really into museums. But what they're all really passionate and happy to chat about is to share the stories and hear them. They often tell me about people who just come in and find their relatives in pictures on the wall. And it can get quite emotional sometimes, I think. Paula's favourite exhibit is a Morse code machine. which is particularly popular with the children. They find it really interesting and they can spend ages sending messages. It brings it to life. Rather than it just being a story, they get to experience what it would have been like and the equipment that would have been used, she says. There are a number of events planned at Blickling to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day. On the 8th of May, volunteers dressed in uniform will be engaging with visitors and talking about what life would have been like at RAF Alton. On the 9th of May, singing group Station 366 will be performing songs from the 1940s. And on the 10th of May, the North Walsham Air Cadets will be meeting visitors and performing short drills. It'll really bring to life the sort of age that some of these people might have been. I think we often forget how young some of them were when they were here. Some were just teenagers, says Paula. The RAF Alton Museum at Blickling Estate is open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11am to 3pm, subject to volunteer availability. You can find out more at nationaltrust.org.uk/visit/Norfolk. Norfolk Man at Heart of VE Day Commemorations. A Norfolk man who served Queen Elizabeth for more than 40 years is at the heart of plans to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Bruno Peake from Galston is retiring as Royal Pageant Master, a role that saw him mastermind worldwide beacon tributes for the late Queen's Golden, Diamond and Platinum Jubilees. As a swan song, he is commemorating the 80th anniversary since the end of the Second World War in Europe. He's bringing the country together at 9:30pm on the 8th of May to sing the hymn I Vow to Thee, My Country. Bruno, who staged the Millennium Beacon Project, was made an OBE in the year 2000 and became a Commander of the Royal Victoria Order, RVO, in 2022 and said seeing the nation sing together would be his biggest achievement. He said we want the whole country, whether they're involved in VE Day or not, to stop what they're doing, stand up and sing this wonderful British hymn together, bringing the whole nation together in one special moment. I just felt there must be something that can bring people together that doesn't have any political, religious or any other overtones, that people can sing with a simple heart without feeling that they're being pressured to sing for somebody else. We're singing it for them, the fallen soldiers. But what they're doing by singing for them, they're singing it together. This is what we want in this world at the moment, he added. He said that more than 600 town criers across the UK will take part in events and church bells will ring to mark VE Day. There'll also be beacon lighting ceremonies. His aim is to involve local people and highlight the grassroots communities celebrating what their relatives did for them. For details of the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe events across Norfolk, including beacon lighting ceremonies, visit veday80.org.uk.